Support for this podcast and the following message comes from Morgan Stanley, who helped Uber raise capital to rethink transportation. Capital creates more mobility. More at morganstanley.com/Uber. Morgan Stanley & Co., LLC, member SIPC.
Can Wall Street's record run continue? We'll talk with Alan Gale.
This is Your Money Matters from the Wall Street Journal.
Welcome to Your Money Matters. I'm Charlie Turner in New York. Stocks were edging lower Wednesday from record levels for the major averages. The Dow Jones Industrial Average managed to inch its way to another intraday high Wednesday before retreating. Joining us to discuss whether stocks' remarkable run can continue is Alan Gale, Director of Asset Allocation at Ridgeworth Investments. Alan, as I said, stocks are pulling back a bit as we speak, but what do you make of the record rally that we've had? It seems like there's nothing really that can stop the gains, not even the dust-ups occurring in Washington on a constant basis.
Well, it is interesting that the market is been able to largely ignore a lot of the turbulence that we're seeing out of Washington, and I think that it relates to the underlying economic fundamentals, which have been really improving since last fall. In our view, we saw businesses go through a profits recession the end of 2015 through the middle of 2016, and it looks like businesses got themselves they've been able to right the ship without resorting to major layoffs or plant closures. And it looks like the earnings recession is over. We're starting to see some greater optimism, better profits growth in Q3 and Q4, and the outlook for 2017 is good. And so our view is that while there's the potential for some tax reform that could boost earnings even more, we think the underlying fundamentals for this for the stock market still remain favorable.
So you think the rally will continue due to the solid earnings that we've been seeing, as well as a steadily growing economy?
Well, yeah, we're expecting that the market is going to catch its breath here relatively soon. Our target for the S&P 500 near term is around 2,400. We think at that point, the market probably stops and investors look around to see what's next. And I think the what's next is whether or not we're likely to see any meaningful tax reform proposals advanced in Washington. And I think that is that's a very big question mark at this stage, given the policy of do nothing that we've seen for an extended period in Washington.
So you think this pause may come soon, or whenever that S&P target is reached?
I think that it could come within the next couple of weeks. We're watching it very closely here at Ridgeworth to see, you know, what it's going to take. That said, you know, the question is, what do you do with that? You know, you might want to take a little bit of risk off the table. But from our perspective, given the underlying economic fundamentals that we see, which are generally positive, we would view it as more of a buying opportunity than a time to really get out of this market.
I'm speaking with Alan Gale of Ridgeworth Investments, and you're listening to Your Money Matters.
This podcast is sponsored by HSBC. When it's time to take your business international or take your international presence to a whole new level, HSBC has the network to connect you to the world. Search HSBC International to learn more.
Thanks for listening, everyone. Alan, the Federal Reserve is releasing minutes of the meeting concluded earlier this month. As we speak, the FOMC is forecasting 3 rate hikes this year, including a possible interest rate increase at the March meeting. Do you think the Fed should tighten credit next month?
I would say at the margin, they can afford to wait. And the reason that I say that is that while they are the fundamentals argue for a continued normalization in interest rate policy and returning the federal funds rate to what the Federal Reserve believes is a more normal level, I think that there is a great deal of uncertainty surrounding the next policy moves out of Washington, but also a lot of turmoil around the elections that are happening in the EU, thinking about France and Germany. So in the past, the Federal Reserve has held up on rate hikes because of international turbulence. And so I think the combination of the unknowns that we have here in Washington combined with The unknowns that we have in the EU may very well keep the FOMC on the sidelines in March, but we would look for something in May or June.
Alan, where do you think the best buying opportunities are for investors at this point?
Well, we've taken a pro-cyclical approach. We have been bumping up our exposure in the energy and financials and technology sectors. We've also been increasing our allocation to the emerging markets and the international space in general. So we think that there is the strength that has been evident in the U.S. over the last 4 to 6 months is spreading over globally. And so we think that we're going to see some catch up in global equities as we proceed to 2017. So we are putting a bit more risk in our portfolios as a result.
What about the financial sector, which, as everybody knows, has been on a real roll?
Well, the financials clearly have had a good run, but they've had a good run from a low level. We think that the backdrop on credit demand remains very favorable. We think that interest rates are likely to go higher, and that means higher net interest margins. And so from our standpoint, the story in the financials remains positive as a positive pro-cyclical move. And so we're sticking with our overweight.
Alan Gale, Director of Asset Allocation at Ridgeworth Investments, thank you very much for joining us.
Thank you for having me.
And that's this edition of Your Money Matters. Thanks for listening. I'm Charlie Turner at the News Desk in New York.
Make us part of your daily commute. WSJ Podcasts. Listen ambitiously.